Do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night a week with you. Why do I cry when I have my coffee after you disappear? It seems like almost a year that I'd be sad, so sad to only spend one night a week with you. One night a week to laugh and to love and to speak. Days before, why do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night away with you.
Hello. Oh my god, these headphones are loud, and I cannot turn them down, so that's unfortunate. Sorry to start off this by just talking, but hello, this is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play anything I think is good and or interesting. And the thing I just played there was Why Do I Cry by Margot Gurion. Don't know how to say her last name. I never have. That's on me. That's not something to be proud of. I'm sorry. But that comes, you know, from the album. I don't know if it's an album. It's 27 demos. You could call it a collection of demos. It's a classic. Like, I don't think there's anything else really to be said about it. It's just like a joyful little, I would call it twee, little twee song. So, yeah. Shout out Margot. I have a weird show, I think, today. I think I like to say that every time, but I think this one especially, I don't know if I'd call it an eclectic mix, but it's a mix. And I'm pretty tired tonight. I think you can probably tell by the way that I've been rambling a little bit so far in these first 3 minutes. So I'm going to try to keep my words to a minimum and just enjoy the music. So without further ado, here's Geese.
Since I was born, I've heard the voice of the father. Goes in the one ear, on out the other. Hit me, baby, show me the floor. I was Cassidy's gun, and she was his daughter. That was the country. I was wrong. I don't let her around the Thompson no more. For she wanna go back to the sky high, mother. I'm back in Trastevere, dancing the Seven Hills, cutting my brother's neck, grabbing the dollar bills. The day the cowboy cried, and I gave up on love, and you gave up on life, and so began my second life. And honey, I'm leaving everything behind. Caesar's old roads are getting out of my mind. Now I'm burning up the night, rolling up the pieces of my, rolling up the pieces.
Feather the wings, salt the stings to make the crawl to the top. And then take the fall again. Blood soaked, gagged and choked, lying face on stone, stripped bare, sucking in air. This is my home, it seems, with the rock and the hard places stuck between. But God, man, Christ, cause, the cursed man, so the test. Smash it to the ground. Slip off your slippers and dance all around. It's blue.
Well, that was a doozy, wasn't it? Hope you all can hear me. The headphones are being weird again. Oh, you can hear me. Okay. You, in fact, can hear me. Okay. We just listened to Falling from Cloud 9. What was that? Peel Session Edition. And right before that, we listened to 3D Country by Geese. So that Geese song, 3D Country, comes off their album from last year titled 3D Country. So we, in fact, just listened to the title track. And I've been rocking with Geese recently. The band and the bird. You can quote me on that. No, it's just like a fun like blend of like country and rock and twang. And one thing about me is I love a good twang, right? As a boy from South Carolina, you can take the boy out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the boy. And that's how I'm feeling about that Geese record. It's awesome. It's great. Check it out if you haven't. Fun fact that I learned a few days ago. One of my friends from Tufts University, the school I attend, my friend will remain nameless, dated the lead singer of Geese in high school, which I learned the other day. I think that's crazy. Like, that's so funny. And it only came up because I, like, posted a Geese song on my story. And just like, oh, yeah, I dated the lead singer in high school. And I was like, excuse me? You what? You did what? What? So it's, like, hard to, like, listen to a song about a girl. Like, is that about my friend? I don't know, though. Little fun Noah. It's not even Noah lore. Fun lore about Noah's friend, I guess you could say. I don't know why I'm going for the third-person route today. But that's okay. It's been a long day. Next, we listen to... Oh, my goodness. The headphones are not comfortable. Oh! Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm going to turn off these headphones. Sorry if you all heard that. Anyway, we just listened to, after that Geese song... Oh, my God. Okay. Hopefully that got rid of that screeching sound. I'm really sorry if that like hurt any of your ears. I don't know what that was. We just listened to Falling from Cloud 9 Peel Session Edition by Lift to Experience. So I've played a Lift to Experience song in here before. They've got one album, which is called The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, which is essentially a country, shoegaze, rock concept album about the coming of Jesus, but he comes to Texas, which is pretty cool. But so Falling from Cloud 9 is a song off that album, but this Peel Session is a 10-minute version of the song that's like actually kind of terrific. It's just like a huge jam for the last like 4 minutes of the song, 5 minutes of the song. And I was thinking about this, I think the way that I would qualify like a good like jam session of a song like this one has is if you can still hear the words in your head as the instrumental was going. I think this song has done its job, and I think this song is incredible at that. Like, it's hard not to hear that and be like, yeah, I still hear the words. Like, shout out, I am falling from Cloud 9, thank you very much. They don't have to tell me that. If you haven't listened to the album, I highly recommend. It's a really good time. It's like kind of terrific shoegaze, terrific, just like, I don't know if it's noise rock. I'm not going to act like I'm the king of the genres over here, but it's terrific. Please listen to it. I enjoyed the 10-minute version, but the normal version is just as good. The album itself is great. I could talk about it a long time, and I'm not going to, because I said I would let the music talk today, which I think I've done a pretty poor job of doing. So I'm going to try to self-correct by playing some Ween. Be back in a bit. Okay.
Could save yourself, you'd save us all.
you called me for? Is that why you're knocking on my door? The time I've spent working myself to death, thought that's what you wanted. I thought you needed my help to make it good again, to make us strong, to make you happy, to push you along and gain some respect, to be thrown across. I was on my knees when you knocked me down. The wheels fell off, bottom dropped out, the checks all bounced. I came in your mouth, your mother came calling, but there was no one around. The trash caught fire and the leaves turned brown. The vultures were circling when the circus left town. I left you a note, but I wrote it and disappeared in ink. If you could save yourself, you'd save us all. Is that what you called me for?
Above this place, I could smell the iron from the room, and the train was running through the window, carrying a pillow, so I could lay my head down onto you. Dirty chores and an awful stench, a stomach made of sticking glue, a fortress built between the four rooms, huddled in a dorm room. You took it out of me, and your teeth had more than in the day. Child, 4 feet between a wall. 2 a.m. in the morning. We're running till the dawning takes the breath out of me. The canyon, and see me start to climb at the end of day. But who's there to see me walk out? There's no beacon, no sun to block out, no bird of blaze. Close dark voice says,
do you really think there's anybody out there?
So what? No one sees me. What do I care? Black night has seized me on a mountain's mane. I climb to my claim, and I'm aimless, alone and unraveling. And above barren wastelands stare at me. They know my name.
What do you?
Summits buried in more air, buried in space.
have I learned this before? How many times have I made up this song before? How many times have I died up here before?
Thank you.
Okay, it's been a while since I talked. That was my bad. The Belle and Sebastian kind of snuck up onto me, and then I was like, that's a nice palate cleanser. So we listened to that on that trend. Speaking of what we just listened to, we just heard There's Too Much Love by Belle and Sebastian. Right before that, we listened to Roman numeral 3 Universe. That's the actual Roman numeral 3. It's not what it says in the title. It's the .iii.universe by The Microphones. Before that, we listened to Where We've Been by Frico. And right before that, we listened to If You Could Save Yourself, You'd Save Us All by Ween. You know what? Maybe this is a bold take. I've always loved what the two boys of Ween had. Like, I would love to just, like, have a bestie and just, like, make, like, kind of, like, whimsical music with them and, like, go on tour and, like, be a pretty successful indie duo. Like, I think that sounds wonderful and delightful, and I think Ween lived the dream of many people, or at least kind of my dream a little bit. But this song is great. I've never gotten super into Ween. You know, there's a few that I enjoy, but I really like this one. I love the lush instrumentals at the end. It shows that the boys have pipes. The boys of Ween have pipes, and this song proves that. So, yeah, shout out to Ween. Where We've Been by Frico. This is the opening track off their new album, Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here. That was released, I believe, in January or February. Currently, it's one of, if not the favorite album of the year for me. I think it's awesome. It's very late 2000s, or just like 2000s indie rock, Bright Eyes, Arcade Fire, Core. That's the Foxtrot Noah is White sentence of the day. But I don't know. It's great. I love it when just whiny vocals, and Frico has some whiny vocals. Frico's not a person. It's the lead singer of Frico has some whiny vocals in this song, and I can't get enough of them. So, yeah. First shout out Ween, then shout out Frico. 3.Universe. This comes off the Microphones album titled Mount Eerie. The song is just kind of cool. It's not an easy listen, I feel like, but there's moments, I think, when if you really tune in, that it just, like, really, really makes the song. I love sort of the quasi a cappella choral vibe going on at the end. I think it's very cool. And then also to the part, it almost sounds like a military march halfway through, where you have the drum kind of beating, and then just the female vocals kind of are this, like, super mysterious. I don't know. I think it's a cool song. It's a cool album. I listened to this song while going up and down my stairs. I'm not going to elaborate on the context of that, but that's what I most associate with this album. And then finally, There's Too Much Love by Belle and Sebastian. I am seeing Belle and Sebastian this Saturday with my girlfriend Maddie. Shout out Maddie, which is the reason I wanted to play a Belle and Sebastian song today. I am thrilled. It's going to be so cool. I love me some good Belle and Sebastian. This song comes off their album Fold Your Hands, Child. You Walk Like a Peasant, which I think is one of just, like, kind of a great album name. It's not going to get me canceled. I hope not. It's a good album name. What's even better are the string section. Is the string section in this song. It's awesome. It's like the most whistleable little melody I've ever heard in my life. It's great. Shout out to Stuart Murdoch, who's also, depending on if there's on Twitter, a good Twitter follow. The more you know. You know what is also, arguably, something you should know? Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some undergrad radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, listen to community radio. It's cool. It's fun. I do it. I listen on community radio, and sometimes I listen to it. So, you guys should do that too. Okay, here's Japanese breakfast. That was weird.
Can I get you number? Can I get you into bed? Cause we wake up in the morning.
Okay, we just listened to Everyone Knows by Slow Dive. And right before that, we listened to Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast. Lot of bold assumptions made by these songs in the sense that supposedly everybody wants to love this person and everyone knows this other thing. That was the only reason I put these two together. And they kind of have this similar sonic vibe. It's a classic Japanese breakfast song. It's hard not to hear that and not just want to go frolic or like skip down some street. It was a big freshman year Noah song. Freshman year of college, I should say. But it's like, can you blame me? It's just like a delightful song. And I'm not afraid to admit it. Next, Everyone Knows by Slow Dive. That comes off their self-titled album called Slow Dive from, I believe, 2017. Just like a very... cool is the word of the day for me. Cool song, kind of ethereal-ish sort of vibe. I'm going to hiccup. Excuse me. kind of sort of an ethereal-ish vibe that I really appreciate. It's a good walking song. I recommend walking with that song. I was walking in class with that in my ears today, and I approve. 10 out of 10. It's great. Okay. This has been Foxtrot. Thank you all for bearing with me. I think I've been a little sleepy today, and I think that has been reflected a little bit in how I've been handling the show today. So thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, whether it be on the music side of things or maybe on my rambling side of things, I am here every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning at midnight, however you interpret that time. I'd love if you join me. Again, my show is Foxtrot, and I play things that are good and or interesting. I'm going to close with, well, first I should add that yesterday, being the 23rd, April 23rd, was the anniversary of the acclaimed album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Now, I myself actually find the album a tad overrated. However, I feel like I should give credit where credit is due in regards to the name Foxtrot, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, and my show being named Foxtrot. So I'm going to close with I'm the Man Who Loves You by Wilco from their album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Again, this is No One. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you all next week. Enjoy your rest of the night, day, morning, whenever you're listening to this. Okay, goodbye.
Black and white and white and pink with blades of blue that lay between the words I think on a page I was meaning to send to you. I couldn't tell if it'd bring my art the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know, I would just hold your hand and you'd understand I'm the man who loves you. Busy sea of spinning wheels and hands that feel for stones to throw and feet that run but come back home and make no difference ever known and make no difference ever known to me. And if I could, you know, I would just hold your hand and you'd understand I'm the man who loves you. You, I couldn't tell if it'd bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know, I would just hold your hand and you'd understand.
If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and understand. If I could, you know I would.